After the coronavirus shutdown, college instructors and students had to quickly adapt to teaching and learning online. But how does remote education work when the subject is performance? 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll has the story.
Ethan Marmolejos is a sophomore at Carnegie Mellon University. His professor, Craig Knox, is tuba player for Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. He's tutoring Marmolejos for what's effectively his final exam.
Not so much a stung accent, like but more of a tenuto accent, I guess.
It's a fine point of musical phrasing.
There's a little bit of weight to it, but it still has this feeling of jubilance.
Ethan's next pass.
Excellent. Really, really good. Okay.
Any other year, Knox and Marmolejos would be side by side in a studio on campus. But like most U.S. colleges, CMU shut down in mid-March due to the coronavirus. Marmolejos resumed his lessons from 350 miles away in his bedroom in his parents' house in Watchung, New Jersey. Like so many of us these days, he and Knox do business via Zoom. But learning a musical instrument is much different than the big lecture classes that define so much of college life.
The kind of instruction that we're doing is one-on-one, and it's highly individualized.
Knox teaches Marmolejos and three other CMU students from the basement of his home.
It's really sort of more akin to a private lesson in, let's say, golf or tennis or something like that.
Knox uses advanced settings on Zoom to get the best audio. But inevitably, there are glitches, and subtleties are lost.
So these things really do cut into our ability to explore that really highly refined level of color and timbre in the sound.
So Knox homes in on other skills.
It's an opportunity to focus on what can a musician do to work through that and still make their musical idea and their musical phrasing that much more clear and understandable to someone listening on the other end.
Across the country, thousands of teachers and tens of thousands of students in music, theater, and dance are in the same boat. Robin Walsh teaches theater to undergraduates at Point Park University. Her students returned home to as far away as California. Many faced logistical challenges to online learning, she says. Some shared computers with family members. Others were short on space.
One kid told me, it's like, in order for me to do any of my acting work, the only place I can get privacy is to go out in a van.
Acting is about give and take with another performer in the same physical space, and her students do lots of partner work, something not possible when you're stuck at a computer screen.
Which is not good for live stage performance. You got to be moving, you got to be grounded, you got to have that energy moving.
Her classes on Zoom are more about personal psychology.
It's more, let's focus on what's going on in you, being aware of your impulses, being aware of how to do what we call dropping in, you know, putting yourself in the circumstances more.
Marmolejos, the tuba student, says he misses the camaraderie with other students.
You know, you can't really, like, play with each other over, like, those Zoom calls, which kind of stinks.
But there are upsides. Circumstances are requiring performance students to learn how to record and edit audio and video at a high level.
We're definitely doing some new stuff that I'm kind of glad for.
Knox, his teacher, is himself unable to perform with the symphony because of the shutdown. But he says such skills are crucial not only for school projects, but also real-world competitions and auditions.
It may even be the case that we choose to continue to use some of these methods even after we're able to have our normal classroom setting.
Acting professor Walsh has also discovered new techniques while teaching remotely, like assigning students to critique performances they find on YouTube. While no one knows when students and teachers will share classrooms again, in some ways, performing arts education might have changed for the better, she says.
I think in a weird way, it brought people together. It brought people together, and there were really good things that came out of it that I hope we hang on to.
I'm Bill O'Driscoll, 90.5 WESA News.